I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back here on Sports Talk, I'm Jeff Nowak with Bobby Hebert, Mike Tillier, and we're talking to Saints defensive end Carl Granderson. Carl, how have things been going for you, you know, heading into this year? I know you talked about bulking up, kind of refining skills a little bit.
Things have been going well as far as bulking up and getting stronger over the offseason. You know, Matt and those guys that came in from Bama, you know, OTA has helped us a lot getting stronger. So things have been going pretty well as far as camp. We got a couple more weeks left, so we got to keep up the good work.
And Carl, I might ask you this last year, but I'm always intrigued with where guys come from. How you end up Sacramento, California to Wyoming? That seems like that's a journey there.
Yeah, that's definitely a journey. I have had a long pass as far as weight-wise, you know. So coming out of high school, Grant High School, I was about I was 170. So I was 170. I always had the grades. So I had a lot of scores coming in as far as my grades. But they seen my body type and was like, he's a defensive end at 170, 6'5". So that's how I ended up at Wyoming. They came and seen me. They believed in me. And I like to thank them for that. And they gave me the opportunity.
And what are you at now?
Right now I'm 285, so I'm trying to maintain the weight. That's a big biscuit moving now, so trying to stay at that and stay strong.
And Carl, what it takes to get on that NASCAR package, you know, when you get your best pass rush,
right.
It seems like we not only have a NASCAR, we can have a NASCAR 1, NASCAR 2, I mean, because of the pass rush we
have. I mean, what it takes is, you know, understanding and learning the defense, you know. So technique plays a big factor. So if you have the ability and you know what you're doing, then you potentially can be on the NASCAR. So it could be four defensive end, four defensive tackles on the NASCAR. So everybody got a part in that, and it's all about doing your job.
Carl, one of the things, I've done a couple camps with Ryan Nielsen, and I hear it all the time. Man, use your left. Come on, use your limb. I know you've heard it because he's constantly talking about it. But he spoke to me in the summer about you. Man, hopefully get that weight up and can keep it in that 280 range because it'll help him power pass rush, also play in the run.
Yes. The whole offseason, it was an emphasis on using long arms, you know, for those tall guys who got long arms, use them. God gave you a gift, ability to use them. So the main thing is, you know, as far as using the long arms, playing with leverage and, you know, the weight will help me as well, leverage and power. So Ryan Nielsen been teaching the game for a long time. So, of course, I want to listen to him to be better.
Now, what has Cam taught you, like tricks of the trade as far as that? Because you've always been known as a pass rusher as far as you want to be every down defensive end, as far as playing the run. But what have you, like techniques, what have you gotten from him? Because from day one, he's been, even at Cal, he was always like, not necessarily noted as a pass rusher, but like he could stuff the run.
Cam is just different. You know, he's unique. He's really strong. And watching Cam, you know, It's just crazy because he have the strength and ability to stop the run and react to the pass. So the first down, you could see him knocking blockers back. We watch a lot of teach tape on Cam, first step, play recognition. So that been helping me as well, just watching tape on Cam, seeing how he's destroying the tight end. So, you know, we all want to do it the correct way. So he's leading by example.
Thoughts on, man, what kind of career Josh Allen's had? I mean, that's a meteoric rise for him. Because a lot of people questioned him coming out of college, you know, about his accuracy skills.
Right.
And now you see, you know, he's one of the best in the game. Not only best quarterbacks, one of the best players in the game.
Yep. So Josh Allen, he's definitely a different player. Since Wyoming, we recognize that he had the strongest arm in the Mountain West. So he used to get us in trouble a lot on defense. stay away from his arm, stay away from his arm. I got kicked out of practice once or twice for hitting Josh Allen, falling into him on accident. But it's crazy to see that he's been growing as a player, getting smarter, getting better every year, and making it to the playoffs. So that's big for his team.
Now, and, you know, a lot has been made this week about dust-ups and the, you know, offensive line, defensive line, getting into it a little bit. Can you just give us insight into, you know, when that sort of thing happens? Is that something that goes off the field, or is it kind of just like, okay, we're done with that play, let's move on now?
I mean, it just happened by competing. You know, it's competitive in nature. We all NFL players, professionals. So everybody, we all have pride. So going out there to compete every day, to fight for a spot, you might get into a little altercation sometimes, but at the end of the day, we are a team and we're a family, so that happens. And when we go back into the locker room, we hug it out and shake hands. But that's as far as the competitive nature and just fighting for a job.
Yeah, I mean, how different is that, you know, in training camp with that, you know, that intensity, you're going back right. and forth versus, you know, in a game, you know, that's a different scenario. You want to have that competitive edge and kind of that, you know, fire.
Yeah, so during training camp, the whole reason for training camp is just to find that identity. And most of us and the young players trying to establish identity. So to have that, you know, fight to come in and do your job and not do unnecessary things is pretty big, so.
Carl, I always look at you as a survivor. How you came out of high school, yep. You get undrafted, and you know it's always you going for the next level.
Yes, sir.
And that fuels fire in the belly with you.
Yeah, man. I had a long journey, you know, coming out of Sacramento, California, and I used that to motivate me. So coming out of high school, I always wanted to make it to college and stay in sports and stay in school. And so now making it to the NFL and getting the opportunity to play in the NFL is pretty big to me and to make an impact for the city. So I'm going to just keep pushing and just try to do what it takes to put on for the city and put on for my hometown too.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And there it was. I thought that was a great, great interview by Carl. And one of the things that we didn't get into in that interview that was really funny is, and this goes back to last year.
Yeah, last year.
When he did an interview and he was talking about bulking up, because we talk to him about that seemingly every year. He says, I gained another 10 pounds. And he was saying, you know, the place I really like by the facility, this place called Bobby Hebert's.
Yeah, right.
And
Christian pointed at him and said, well, that's him right here. And he was like, he was all confused, like, what?
Yeah.
You know, Bobby says, yeah, that Mardi Gras pasta, boy, that really helped me bulk up. And but yeah, Jeff, and then now he's saying, oh yeah, man, Abear, I know it's Abear now, but he's like Bobby Hebert, yeah. So
yes.
and he said, yeah, I go to your restaurant all the time. He said, I like the redfish now with the crawfish sauce on top. And
well, whatever he's eating there, it's working.
Yeah,
because
right.
This is a guy, if you've heard that in the interview, senior year of high school was 6'5", 170 pounds. He has gained 115 pounds in 8 years.
Yeah, and his muscle, it ain't soft.
Yeah, he's built.
You know? Yeah, he's built, he's strong. Because, you know, he wanted to be, that's what you love as a player. You want the player to have that work ethic, that, not have the approach, oh, I'm just a pass rusher. You know, I'm just going to slide by and be a pass rusher in the NFL. He looks at Cam Jordan and goes, man, that's the kind of player I want to be. I want to play every down. So what he had to do, he had to get stronger, had to get bigger, to have that foundation, the weight, and get stronger. So, no, Carl Granison, it'll be interesting to see in the future. I don't know what's going to happen with Davenport. Davenport's a beast. But, again, you can't pay everyone. I can tell you right now, and Granison would come a lot cheaper. I don't think they're letting Carl Granison go anywhere as far as keeping him on the team in the future. You see a lot more reps. He's not just going to be in the rotation. You're going to see Carl Granison playing a lot more than he has in the past.
Now all I can say is keep eating.
Yeah.
Stick around on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.